This is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
When you were young, how did you learn? School, of course, but also likely through playing games. Whether it was a friendly game of football or an unfriendly game of Monopoly, play allows humans to acquire skills that they'll go on to use in later life. But it's not just humans who need to learn life skills. Artificial intelligences do as well. By getting them to learn by playing, researchers think that this could be a better way for AIs to understand the world around them. AIs have mastered board games like chess, Go, and even video games like Super Mario. But these games have relatively simple rules. For researchers to develop a more complex AI, they need a bit more of a challenge. Enter StarCraft II. In basic terms, the aim of StarCraft II is to build an army to overwhelm your opponent, who is trying to do the same thing. To actually accomplish that, you need to direct your units to gather resources to allow you to build buildings, which in turn will allow you to build more units for your army. Now, beating an opponent in StarCraft is particularly difficult for AIs, because there's lots of choices that can be made at any one time. Do you want to gather more resources, build a unit, move some of your army to attack an enemy, develop a new technology? The list goes on. At any one time, there's around 10 to the 26th different choices that could be made. And this is all happening in real time. There's no turns to think about things, like in chess. To further complicate matters, in a game of StarCraft, you don't know what your enemy is up to, unless you have eyes on them with a scouting unit. Also, whilst playing in real time, you need to be planning. Something you do in the first few minutes of the game may have impacts near the end.
And so it was kind of somewhat clear that StarCraft would be a great grand challenge for us to tackle using the techniques we love, namely neural networks, deep reinforcement learning, and so on and so forth.
This is Oriol Vinyals of Google's DeepMind Technologies. This week in Nature, Oriol is showcasing an AI called AlphaStar, which had been learning how to play StarCraft. And it's gone pretty good at it. How good? Well, Oriol and the team tested it against real human players online.
We actually calibrated at a very kind of high level. So StarCraft 2 has a few leagues that players get ranked as, from bronze, silver, gold, up to diamond, master, and grandmaster. Grandmaster is the very top 200 players of a region, and we played in Europe because that's where DeepMind is based in. And we actually ranked amongst Grandmaster.
AlphaStar swept aside many top players to reach the pinnacle of the ranking leagues. But what does it mean to be a Grandmaster? Here's professional StarCraft II player, Dario Wunsch, better known as TLO, with an explanation.
So, yeah, that's basically the creme de la creme. You know, probably top 50 Grandmaster players are people that are competing at international tournaments. So AlphaStar is very close to a professional level looking at that.
So how did AlphaStar reach these lofty heights? Well, the first step was to train the AI by letting it watch human players playing against each other. By being fed in data from hundreds of human matches, AlphaStar got a sense of how to play the game. The next step was then for the AI to play against itself to determine which strategies were the most effective. This made the AI improve, but as Oriol explained, it wasn't quite enough to get the AI to Grandmaster level.
So if you just take this agent that's created from human behavior or imitation learning and make it play it against itself, it improves a little bit, but it loses its diversity in strategies, right? There's so many different things that can happen in this game, and essentially self-play focuses too much on a single strategy, and then it's not robust against all the sorts of different creative ways that you can play the game. So what we did to improve self-play is to create this notion of exploiters that are just agents which sole purpose is to beat the main agent, to show what are you weak against.
These exploiters played in bizarre and unexpected ways, which exposed the holes in AlphaStar's strategy.
And so that, plus then some notions of keeping a bit of this imitation behavior, just this human if you will, prior knowledge about the strategies that exist, those two key components, the imitation and the leak, then created AlphaStar Final, the agent that was essentially Grandmaster.
Now, you may be thinking, okay, the AI was a Grandmaster, but isn't a computer always going to be better at a computer game? And you have a point. While humans playing the game are physically limited to the speed they can click the mouse or press the keyboard, the AI doesn't have fingers that can only click so fast. To help make sure AlphaStar played fair, Dario, who you heard from earlier, advised the DeepMind team.
They basically put some limitations on the agents that they could act just about the same speed as a human, would have some reaction delay and so on. And when I was in their offices, I was assessing if now that they've put these restrictions in, if the agent is actually competing on a fair level to a human.
After adding the limitations to the AI, Dario was happy with how it played. In the paper, he said, overall, it feels very fair. This was important to the DeepMind team, as it meant that AlphaStar couldn't brute force a victory by performing a superhuman number of actions simultaneously. Instead, it had to improve its skill and strategy, much like a human would have to do. But whilst hammering humans at video games is all well and good, how does it help develop AI technologies and move us towards more broad-ranging intelligences and even human-like artificial general intelligence, or AGI? Well, Oriel hopes that understanding how AlphaStar got better at StarCraft could help train future AIs. But whilst Oriel is optimistic about how his team's approach will help build AGI, Michael Rivastos, an AI researcher not associated with this work, has concerns that we may miss something by designing AIs in this way. He thinks Oriel's approach is great for solving problems that have an optimal solution, like being awesome at StarCraft 2, but for more general purpose applications, it falls short.
So it seems to me that to some extent in the current landscape, we're very much kind of looking at very hard puzzle-like problems, rather than, you know, what humans do, which is, you know, they're mostly rubbish at most things, but they kind of do okay across a very broad range of tasks.
To move past this narrow specialization and reach that human-like level of general intelligence, Michael thinks that the next thing AIs need to do is learn how to listen. AlphaStar basically tried millions of different strategies until it found something that worked, which isn't really what humans do. If an architect had to build a million houses until they built one that didn't fall down, well, they wouldn't get a lot of work. Instead, humans learn from each other, from books and schools, and that's what Michael thinks AI should do more of.
My personal view is that it has to be more about communication. The products of human intelligence, you know, we accumulate them culturally over time as a society and, you know, through collective intelligence. No single person can get a lot of enough experience to solve the really big problems by themselves. And right now, I mean, even on the simplest level, you couldn't, take this system and easily tell it, this whole area of strategies you're considering is not useful, ignore it. There is no way for this agent or this algorithm to actually consider what information it might be given.
That was Michael Rivastos from the University of Edinburgh in the UK. You also heard from Oriol Vignoles from DeepMind Technologies, also here in the UK, and Dario Wunsch from Team Liquid in the Netherlands. You can find Oriol's paper over at nature.com, and we've also got a video showing the AI StarCraft army being put through its paces. You'll find that over at youtube.com/naturevideochannel.